Well, earlier this week, we introduced you to David Hill, a blueberry and landscape tree grower from Apopka, who says the success of his operation depends heavily on foreign-born labor.
Without foreign-born labor, we would not be able to survive, not for 5 minutes. In the old days, we had domestic workers, and it was not a problem. About 20, 25 years ago, it started transitioning into foreign-born workers, and now it's, I don't know, it's 100%, but it's above 90% foreign-born workers.
And Hill says that, unfortunately, the access to that labor force has been threatened as the immigration fight lingers on.
We're spinning our wheels. In the state of Florida, Rick Scott was elected governor a few years ago, and he ran on an anti-immigration pro-e-verify stand, and he, when he got in office, I'm proud to say, you know, he's smart enough to know what's going on. He got schooled on the issues, and he backed off, and for now, e-verify has slowed down. I'm sure it'll pick back up again. That alone, if that is the only reform they do, the ag industry will stop as it now is. But not just ag, the service industry, the construction industry will all stop. We need to come up with some kind of visa worker program that allows foreign-borns to come into the country documented, but who just want to work and come up with some kind of program, which that in itself is going to be a monumental task because the two sides are so far on different sides of the table. But without that, it's scary. It's scary to think what the future holds.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.